From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Today is March 4th, 2026. Here are your top local stories. Nevada's Democratic U.S. Senator Catherine Cortez Masto has voted against the nomination of Steve Pierce to lead the Bureau of Land Management. The Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee voted on the nomination. Cortez Masto cited the nominee's long history of advocating for federal land sales. Pierce previously co-sponsored legislation to sell public lands to local governments. He has voiced support for land sales as a way to reduce the national deficit. More than 85% of land in Nevada is owned by the federal government. Conservation groups have also called on Senator Jackie Rosen to vote no on Pierce's confirmation. The Bureau of Land Management has approved a more than 1,600-acre expansion of the Silver Peak lithium mine in Esmeralda County. In a press release, the agency says North Carolina-based chemical company Albemarle can now use, quote, new technologies at the site. According to the agency, the technology will allow the company to increase lithium production by up to 100% using the same amount of raw materials. The expansion will enable construction of two new pump stations, two brine ponds, and additional pipelines. The agency also retroactively approved existing facilities built without prior authorization, but did not provide specifics. The mine has been in operation since 1965 and is the country's only producing lithium mine. Its total footprint is now more than 8,000 acres. Southwest Gas is asking the Public Utilities Commission of Nevada to approve rate increases. The utility is seeking a 2.8% increase in Southern Nevada, which it says would add $1.19 to the average monthly bill. Northern Nevada customers could see an increase of nearly 11%, adding a little more than $6 per month. The proposal will be discussed at a Public Utilities Commission consumer session Thursday, March 5th, in both Carson City and Las Vegas, beginning at 6 p.m. Residents can sign up to speak at the meeting or submit comments in advance. The Nevada Department of Transportation plans to temporarily close Boulder Highway starting tonight. The closure begins at 11 p.m., with traffic blocked between Harmon Avenue and Sun Valley Drive. Officials expect the road to reopen by 6 a.m. Thursday. The shutdown will facilitate the implosion of the Eastside Cannery Casino Hotel. Law enforcement will direct traffic during the detour. The demolition is scheduled for early Thursday morning. The event is not open to the public, and no viewing areas will be provided. Powwow for the Future, formerly known as Powwow for the Planet, a spring event at UNLV celebrating indigenous culture, has been canceled. The official social media account announced the cancellation Monday, March 2nd, citing unforeseen circumstances with the venue. It would have been the group's fifth annual powwow. The UNLV Powwow Committee says it hopes to host an alternative event this year but has not provided details. Organizers plan to hold a full powwow in 2027. Although Las Vegas will not host matches this summer, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority is hoping to attract soccer fans during the 2026 World Cup. The authority has organized what it calls the World's Watch Party, with a dedicated website, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Officials are marketing the city as a destination for fans who want to watch matches without traveling between host cities. Many resorts are offering special discounts on rooms, dining, and other amenities, some extending beyond the tournament. Matches will be played in Canada, Mexico, and the United States from June 11th through July 19th. It's the first World Cup with three host nations. This has been the Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.